For love. That was Argent live with She's Not There off the Encore album from 1974. That was on vinyl, and unfortunately Rod Argent suffered a stroke, I believe, at the end of June. In July, he announced his the end of his performing. So that's kind of a bummer. He's 79 years old now, and had been touring. Suffered a stroke on July 11th and announced his retirement. So Rod Argent, man, hell of a keyboard player, hell of a zombie. And that album was the last album that Russ Ballard played on. He then left Argent and became, I don't know, songwriter, solo act, what have you. Before Argent, we heard PFM, Alta Loma 9-5, which I do not know what it means. That's off the Cook album from 1974. That was a live album that they cut in Canada and the U.S. PFM had a much longer name, which I will try to look up right now. But just great Italian prog. Pria Mattia Forneria Marconi. So there you go. PFM, man, they kick ass. Before that, a band called Beckett from the UK. We heard A Rainbow's Gold off of Beckett from 74. We started the set off in Canada with Thundermug Janine off of Ta-da! Which it's TADAA double exclamation points. And that came out in 74. And that was that set of music, all of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway.
I'm CC Conway.
And we are here until 11, gang, playing the best classic rock that you have never heard, like most of that. And everybody should go out and buy the Argent Encore album. It's great. It's heavy. Everything's extended. That is a kick-ass cover of She's Not There. Now, I love the Santana cover of She's Not There. Now, granted, it's a studio recording, but the Argent one, man, more balls. And Rod Argent is just going nuts on the keyboards. So very cool for us. All right, now we are going. Oh, I know where we're going, man. Do I know where we're going?
Dad, did you print out directions?
Oh, no. I need to put it. What's the direction app for obscure classic rock?
Final GPT, I guess.
Very good. All right. We are actually going to Germany. The year is 1980. This is a band that I play every once in a while on the show. It's good stuff. So if you were Germany in 1980, you may have sounded like this. Dig it and dig it deep.
Bye. deux guitares, une longue plainte. Une étreinte, des coups par milliards vous explosent au cœur à grande dose. Des accents du rock, la démence en hurlant déchaîne la violence. Un dragon cache l'horizon, un frisson fait vibrer le ballon. On s'envole, tout le monde décolle. S'éveiller et dire non aux réalités. Le plongeon vers la guérison, l'illusion d'une génération. Au secours, j'ai besoin d'amour.
Friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. What a difference a friend makes. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Sur les pentes des montagnes noires, j'ai appareillé avec 30 caravelles et 200 destriers, un évêque de Salzbourg et toute une armée. Je suis parti avec les couteaux de mon enfance, les cris de ma mère et toute l'histoire de France. Le premier caca que j'ai fait tout seul dans les cabinets, en chantant la Traviata made of Elvis Presley. rouge faisait des lamentos pour le départ des conquistadors en pays d'Eldorado. Eldorado. Eldorado, mes frères. Eldorado, mes frères. Eldorado, mes frères. Eldorado. Dans la bouche entrouverte de la Vierge Angésine, qui accouche son enfant comme un rock'n'roll de Joplin, j'ai taillé mon chemin dans les ronces comme on taille une jungle, au milieu des gangrènes, des fourmis et des torrents qui cinglent. Et devant la forteresse de Monte-Aliado, nous avons siégé 300 jours et nous manquions d'eau. Tous les chevaux sont morts rien qu'en traversant les marais. Et derrière la caméra, Jérôme Bosch se planquait. Des hommes transpiraient leurs derniers jurons, les arbres avaient chaud. Mais au loin, presque irréel, se dessinait l'Eldorado. Eldorado. Eldorado, mes frères. Eldorado, mes frères. Eldorado, mes frères. Eldorado. Dans le ventre écartelé de la femme entre toutes les femmes qui accouche de moi à chaque fois que je dépose les armes, j'ai transpercé cette prison de satin où se planque un ovule qui s'appelle ma fille avec un F majuscule. Ma fille, cette folle sur sa moto de diamant qui d'un regard a noyé mes armées d'impuissants. Et je me retrouve seul en terres étrangères, parmi les carcasses, les cercueils, les racines et les pierres. Mais tant pis, tant pis, je lui ferai 3000 enfants chevaux qui demain feront l'empire de l'Eldorado. L'Eldorado, l'Eldorado. Eldorado, mes frères.
Eldorado.
Now that was just me. That was the Abriel Stratagem Group with Eldorado off of Manderly from 1977. Those guys were French, obviously. Before that, the Graham Edge Band featuring Adrian Gervitz on guitar. We heard The Tunnel, and that is off the Kick Off Your Muddy Boots album, which features Adrian Gervitz. Walter Rossi from Canada, he gave us Sniffin' the Breeze, Feelin' the Freeze. That's off of Diamonds for the Kid from 1980. Quo Vadis gave us Zeppelin Party, Led Zeppelin! That is off a French compilation called Tête Lourdes. The Quo Vadis, I believe, was recorded in 72. The compilation covers French music from 72 to 78, hard rock stuff. But yeah, Led Zeppelin! And before Led Zeppelin, I can't help saying, Led Zeppelin!
It's a chronic condition, actually.
It really? You know what it's called? Led Zeppelin! Itis. Before Led Zeppelin, we heard Bullfrog from Germany, Step on the Gas. That's off of Second Wind from 1980. All right, Classic Rock Mind, blah, blah, we're here. We have 20 minutes left, so I am going to shut up and play something.
Yeah, shut up and play something, DJ.
Yeah, let's go surfing. I had the pleasure of interviewing this guy, and it's really cool, so dig this song and dig it deep. We'll be right back. That was the McCoys with Daybreak off of Human Ball from 1968. That was, their attempt at doing intelligent rock, and it works. Before that, Steel River from Canada, we heard Dream is Country off of Weighin' Heavy. Before that, Dick Dale with Nitro off of Tribal Thunder from 2002. He did that in 2002. I interviewed him in 2000, and he was still huge. Dick Dale had a couple of black belts in karate from way back in the 60s. He was a badass. He was very intimidating, but a very nice guy. And he was Armenian, which is why his surf guitar sounds different than, say, you know, like one of the surf bands. He was also the only surf rocker who was actually surfing, which is pretty cool. Anyway, he was cool. He told a great story. He played left-handed. He was a left-handed guitarist, but he basically played a regular guitar upside down. And Hendrix saw him play one night, and Hendrix came over and could not figure out how the hell Dick Dale was able to play a guitar upside down. So there you have it. Okay, before Dick Dale, that was it. That's it. This is basically the end of the show, gang. I want to thank CC for being here.
Yay.
I want to thank all my listeners. Sherry, shout out to you. And I leave you with a band from France. This is a band called Gamafowl. We are going to hear a song, Low Down Inside, off a wonderfully titled album, Side 3. That's the name of the album. Crazy French people. I'll be back next week. Until then,